The hour of 8:30 having arrived, I'm going to call to order State and Local Government Operations Reform, Technology, and Elections. Members, Finance is meeting right now to get a bill out, and we have several members who are down in Finance. We don't have a quorum, and we would like to process a couple of bills from Division, but without a quorum, we're stuck. So I sent a page down to round up members, and here they come. Here comes one, two. Until we get a quorum, I will move the division report on House File 898. And once we get a quorum, we'll act on that. And if there is anyone here for House File 519, that bill has been removed from the agenda. So House File 519 is... Wait a second. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. House File 297 has been removed from the agenda. Sorry about that. House File 519 is still on the agenda. We have a quorum. I am going to renew my motion on the... division report for House File 898. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The bill is before us. Members, in consultation with Representative Emmer, I'd like to process a couple of bills. I'd like to move that House File 898 be passed to K-12 education policy and oversight without recommendation. So that is the motion before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, I'd also at this point move that House File 1182, the division report. All those in favor of the division report for House File 1182, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Then I would like to move that House File 1182 be referred to Finance without recommendation. That's the motion before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. That brings us to House File 519, Representative Nelson. And you may have... Go ahead, Representative Nelson. Representative Nelson, is there a division report to 519?
There was, should have been one.
I'll move the division report. All those in favor of the division report, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Representative Nelson, the motion on House File 519. General Register?
General Register.
General Register. Representative Nelson moves that House File 519 be recommended to pass and be placed on the General Register. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. And House File 519 is a department bill that came out of meetings that were set up last year by a work group set up by Representative Dilstrom to deal with this issue of non-conforming lots in shoreline districts that has been going on for many years. I think somebody said way back to 72 they've been having this problem. So it's not a new issue. And this is an agreement that different groups, the DNR, worked with the realtors, worked with colonies and cities and townships to try to come up with an agreement to, that they could all live with, and this is the bill that came out of it. Now, there is not yet total peace in the valley. That we've kind of agreed to disagree on the last remaining piece, and the DNR has worked with the realtors and the builders on this, but there's still, like I said, the one piece that in section one having to do with replacing a building that was destroyed by more than 50% in a shoreline impact zone. The way that the bill was written and was amended in the local government committee had to do is that if it's possible to move the setback back or the building back out of the impact zone, and that there would be reasonable requirements to do that, but if it wasn't practicable to do that, that they could build on the existing footprint. And because that's the one piece that the builders still think they could be able to build on the existing footprint. The DNR says they can do that, but if there's a way they can move it back, get it out of the shore impact zone, that they can do that. Otherwise, the rest of the bill there's been agreement on from all the groups, and we're working with them, and that's the bill.
And you have a witness?
I have a witness, Mr. Ken Locksmull from the DNR.
Mr. Chairman,
members of the committee, and please identify yourself as
director. Kent Lockesmull, the director of the Division of Water for DNR. And Representative Nelson did a good explanation of the bill, and I think the report that Deborah Dyson did capitalize is what's in the report. This has been around for a number of years. There's been bills over the last 4 years at least dealing with this. So over the interim, we worked on solutions. And a couple of the main changes that I would point out is that the existing language requires a contiguous non-conforming lot, dealing two adjacent lots, to meet 100% of the required setback or the required dimensions. And what this bill does is it allows a size of only 66%. So that that will make a large number of these contiguous lots now able to be sold and developed. And the 66% that, you know, comes from, we have different classifications of lakes going from the least restrictive to general development, then to recreational development, and then to natural environment. A recreational development lot has a lot width requirement of 150 feet. So if you take 66% of that, that gets you to 100 feet. There was discussion about having other percentages, but a very common lot size across the state is 100 feet wide. And we did compromise and come up with that 66%. The other main change in this is it allows where you have two adjacent lots, both with structures on them, existing structures, that they can be sold regardless of size as long as they have a septic system that works. So this, we don't need to belabor the discussion here today. I think we've negotiated a good bill that solves many of the problems. In fact, Representative Hillstrom sent out a request for examples, and out of the 10 specific examples we got relating to this issue, this bill solves 9 of those. It's not going to solve everything because there are some lots that are just plain too small, 5,000 square feet instead of 20,000 square feet. But this bill does solve the majority of the problems that were identified for.
All right. Discussion to the bill. This one is going to the general register. Seeing no discussion, anyone else wish to testify for or against the bill? Welcome to the committee, and please identify yourself for the record.
Mr. Chair, members, I'm Lisa Frenat. I'm with the Builders Association of Minnesota. I would just want to thank the DNR and Representative Nelson, first of all, for negotiating a lot of this. They're right. The realtors and the Builders Association of Minnesota came to some great conclusions with what's happening. However, we do still have a problem with the fact that people who have lost a structure 50% or more in some sort of peril will not be allowed to build unless it's practicable. And we feel that it's a bit of a taking from their property. There's also been some questions raised as to whether or not insurance would pay for a building to be rebuilt if it was set back from the original footprint. So we have concerns as to that portion of the bill.
Any further questions? Anyone else wish to testify? Seeing none, Representative Nelson, to your motion.
I'd like to renew my motion that House File 519 be passed and moved to the General Register.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. Members, number 7 on the agenda, House File 297, Representative Hansen's bill has been removed. And for folks who have come in, number 4 on the agenda, House File 898, Representative Hornstein has been passed without recommendation to K-12 Finance. Number 5 on the agenda, House File 1182, Bly, has been passed without recommendation to Finance. And we are now at House File 1238, Representative Dill, who is somewhere. Well, Representative Poppy has a motion for us.
Mr. Chair, I move the minutes of Thursday, March 19th.
Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We are waiting on Representative Dill and House File 1238. Is there someone from the DNR who is here today? I'm going to move that House File 1238 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to Public Safety Policy and Oversight. Representative Hillstrom has requested the bill due to an amendment dealing with firearms. That is not the issue that's before us, however. Welcome to the committee, and please identify yourself for the record. And can you explain why 1238 would be before government operations?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Ed Bogus, Deputy Director of Fish and Wildlife for the Department of Natural Resources. And there are a couple of rulemaking provisions in this bill. Find them quickly for you. The first is in Section 3 and it relates to use of expedited authorities to open and close bodies of water, portions of bodies of water for night bow fishing. This is something the legislature gave us authority 2 or 3 years ago to authorize bow fishing at night. Normally, spearing and bow fishing is an activity that's only authorized during daylight hours. We have, through a permanent rule process, opened a number of water bodies for that purpose. Some of the bow fishing organizations are interested in seeing that expanded. The permanent process that we went through to open those areas is very time consuming. They'd like to see us be able to move more quickly. The provisions in House File 1238 would allow us to not only open additional areas more quickly, but we've also identified some areas that we opened through the permanent process that where the use of the generators and the bright lights at night created some controversy, so we could also close those areas more quickly. The other provision is near the end of the bill in Section 50, and here this is a DNR proposal to change the statewide minimum muskie length from the current 40-inch minimum to 48-inch minimum. We have a 48-inch minimum on about half of the waters in the state right now that are managed for muskies through special or experimental regulations process. As we've seen success with our muskie management program, we've seen more larger muskies out there, and the organized muskie angling groups are supportive of this increase to a 48-inch minimum. There are some individuals who still would not necessarily support this, but we discussed it at our fishing roundtable in January, and there was strong support for this. We would keep a 40-inch minimum on the listed lakes here in paragraph 2A2 that are tiger muskie lakes. A tiger muskie is actually a hybrid between a northern pike and a musk lunge, and they don't get as large as the pure strain. And we manage a number of lakes in the metro area for tiger muskies, and we'd like to keep the 40-inch minimum for those. The item B here gives the commissioner the authority to use the good cause exemption under 14.388 subdivision 1 clause 3 to adopt the rules. What this bill would do is it would take the muskie minimum size limits out of statute and mandate that the commissioner put those into rule. Most of the regulations on size limits for fish are currently in rule rather than in statute, and this would make muskies consistent with the other species. So, Mr. Chair, members,
why was this one in statute rather than rule? Is that just an oversight, or is it the importance of the muskie?
Mr. Chair, I'm not certain of the history. I think it was just something there was agreement that people wanted to do, and they went to the legislature and asked for it to be done, and it's been in statute for quite a few years.
Do you know of any controversy over those two rule changes that the DNR has run into as they process them?
Mr. Chair, we're not aware of any significant controversy. Like I said, on the muskie size limit, the organized muskie groups are in favor of that. There are some individuals who would probably not support it just because they would like to be able to keep the biggest fish maybe they happen to catch, but the dedicated muskie anglers are definitely supportive of that. We're not aware of any significant controversy or any organized opposition to either of these provisions.
Members, any discussion? Seeing no discussion, including seeing no author. The motion is to pass House File 1238 and have it re-referred to public policy and oversight. Rep. Sam Hillstrom has requested the bill, so that's the motion before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Thank you, Mr. Owens, for attending the hearing. And with that, meeting is adjourned.